I've been in higher education for 25 years and at really good institutions where we have very strong students. And what surprised me about the Holland students is, yes, they are smart and yes, they are very good, but the intentionality, how motivated they are. Most of the time when I was a professor teaching, I would spend a lot of time trying to motivate students, getting them to care about social responsibility and wanting to make a difference in the world. Holland students come ready for that. They already know they want to make a difference in the world. And so it's easy to motivate them. They are also a very curious bunch, which is again something that's terrific for an educator because, you know, you can do a lot with a student who's curious, who wants to learn, as opposed to somebody who's bright and is a know-it-all. I found that really refreshing and something that I wasn't quite expecting or didn't know much about, but was very pleasantly surprised.
What was it specifically about Holland's that you said, wow, that's where I want to go?
It really was the mission of the institution, educating women to become leaders and to go and make a difference in the world. I came to a point in my career where I decided, you know, that I want to go to a place where the mission truly speaks to me, where I feel that I can make an impact, make a difference. And my own upbringing, my life experiences, the research that I've done, everything, all those experiences was leading me up to this point. So clearly it was the mission, but what sold me on it was two things. One, the board of trustees. They were just an incredible group of dedicated men and women who are dedicated to Holland's in a way I've never seen before. So that was definitely one point. The other was the campus. Once I stepped foot on it, the deal was sealed. It's just so incredibly beautiful and breathtaking.
We'll talk with Dr. Perina Lawrence, the president of Holland's University. Talk about your background. You were born in India. You went to an all-girls boarding school and day school for a while. Talk about being an Indian immigrant and rising to this position. Is it symbolic in some way for you?
So growing up in India, it was a very gendered society. I grew up in the north. There were things you couldn't do, and the explanation given was because you're a girl, as if that was a good explanation as to why you couldn't do things. I mean, life just seemed darn unfair. My goal as a young person was simply to change these rules that just didn't make sense to me, just that you couldn't do things just because you were a girl. So that's what was my motivation behind education, getting myself educated and making a difference in the way that I have. Coming to the United States and being successful here as a faculty member and inspiring, you know, this is something one doesn't set out to do. It just, you fall into it and you realize one day, because somebody says to you, wow, you're such a great role model. And you stand back and you say, whoa, I never set out to be a role model. Somebody's actually looking up to me as a role model. It's a great responsibility to have. Some may consider it a burden, but to me, it was eye-opening at that time, and I realized that I'm going to be the best role model I can be for young women who may be immigrants or who may be just students of color who are looking for somebody that they can aspire to be like. And I really appreciate having that responsibility. And it's motivated me in ways that I don't think I would have been motivated had I not had that role that some may consider is a burden.
Talk about single-sex education. You're a big believer in that. And one of the reasons is you think it's a good way to train women leaders. And you talked about, I've seen you write about entrenched norms, and this is one way to kind of combat that. So you believe in single-sex education.
Yeah. You know, and I understand that it's not for everybody, but I think it's a valuable option to have. And it was very helpful for me. It's when you're in a single-sex classroom, it's almost a freeing experience. You don't have to impress anybody in the classroom. You're in there to learn and to share your point of view and grow in ways and challenge yourself in ways that you have never challenged yourself before. You know, when I was teaching at a co-ed institution, I'd often seen young women whose ambition was crushed by self-doubt. And in a single-sex education, the camaraderie, the community that you build with your friends supports you and challenges you at the same time. And you find yourself and you can reach deeper within yourself and be the best you can ever be. It's a great atmosphere for a student to grow. What I often tell our prospective students when they're thinking about Holland's is think of this as a training ground. We are training you to join a co-ed world, to be a leader in that co-ed world. But just as an athlete, when an athlete trains, they focus on the training. and are completely devoted to it. And that's what the environment at Hollins is like. We are training our students to go out and be successful in that co-ed world.
Talking to Dr. Priyana Lawrence, president of the Hollins University, you've done some things since you've come here, added new curriculum, new involving business and healthcare. Talk about some of the changes, and were they sort of like real-world changes?
Yeah, so we actually had a brainstorming session as we looked at academic programs. Again, enrollment is a concern for all private liberal arts colleges as they're looking at the curriculum. So I asked faculty that let's relook at our curriculum and look at areas where we can enhance, where we have a comparative advantage, and where we can grow enrollment in certain areas. And so we did a brainstorming session with faculty. They came up with about 11-12 ideas. And working off those ideas, we looked at our own niche, market demand, where we wanted to carve our name out, and we picked a few majors and programs. One was obvious, creative writing. Our MFA program is world-known and well-known in the United States, so that made sense for us to offer a bachelor's major in creative writing. The other two programs that faculty are working on are business leadership and entrepreneurship. Again, we already have the business program. We want to beef it up, make sure that leadership, the Batten Leadership Institute, it becomes part of it, or at least has some connection to it, and then build the entrepreneurship. We think that's an area where women, there's great opportunity for women to make strides in, and we want to be known as the school that offers entrepreneurship for women.
Were you doing anything with healthcare, or did I?
Yes, we are. So public health is another one that faculty are currently working on. So we don't have that program at Hollins right now. So it's going to be an interdisciplinary program, and they're working on the curriculum. So it hasn't been approved yet. But once they come up with the curriculum, they'll propose it to the right committees and get that going. The final one that they are that we are exploring right now is digital arts. So again, we are well-known in studio art, film, and dance, and other areas of fine arts. But again, bringing a digitized component to it and bringing it into the 21st century in that sense.
I've read that you feel that maybe some people have the wrong idea of what Hollins is, that it's sort of outdated. Is that part of your mission? Bring people up to date on what Hollins really is?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's different people have a different misperceptions of Hollins based on what you thought it was. But Hollins today is a diverse place. 40% or more of our students are Pell eligible. These are high need students. So we are not the institution we used to be 30, 40 years ago. We have become the institution of access. I always tell our faculty that we are providing the American dream. We are living it for our students, because this is where they come to move up the socioeconomic ladder. The public institutions across the country, and even of what I found out about community colleges, have a lower percentage of students that are Pell eligible than Hollins. We have really changed as an institution and who we serve, and we are very, very proud of it.
Inauguration Day coming up. What do you think your message will be to students?
My message is going to be looking more towards the future, recognizing our past, honoring our past, but looking to the future of who we want to be, what do we want to be known as, and how our students are going to go out and change the world. Very excited about the future here. I know we are going to have a strong future.